Prayer is the key which opens the door to revival. If you want to see the power of God fall upon His servants, pray. If you want to see backslidden believers reclaimed, pray. If you want to see churches catch the fire of God in a holy crusade of evangelism and missions, pray. If you want to feel the breath of heaven blow upon your own soul, pray. There can be no more revival without prayer than there can be life without breath. Revival prayer takes many forms. On occasion, a church has set a special time in which she gathers to pray God to revive His people. In other instances, Christians pray in private at set hours of the day or night. And yet, revivals have sprung up from the intercession of a single saint of God whose heart was moved to prayer. Whatever form it takes, God moves His people to pray, then answers their prayers in sending revival. God is waiting for us to pray today, that He may send the times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. When I pray for revival, I believe revival is possible. Do you think it's possible for there to be a sweeping revival today? Your answer will probably be determined by your vision. If you look at circumstances, you will be too discouraged to pray. If you look at God, not at conditions, you will find faith to beseech Him for revival. There can be revival today. God promised, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." God's great delight is to revive His people. Through His prophet Isaiah, God said, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." He wants to answer prayer and send revival to His people. He waits to give revival now. But what about the prevalence of sin? The Bible replies, "Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." We must not say that God cannot bring revival, neither must we say that God will not give revival. He can and He will when His people pray, in spite of all satanic opposition. When I pray for revival, I recognize the true source of revival. What is the source of revival? God is the source, the only source. You've heard it said over and again, the evangelist cannot bring revival to your church in his briefcase. Well, that's so true. Revival is God's work. God has declared that spiritual victory is not through might, that is numbers, nor is it by power, that is organization, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The psalmist besought God with the petition, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" The question did not imply doubt, but an acknowledgement of the source from which revival comes. The same realization that spiritual renewal is the work of Him who is the Father of spirits has impelled God's people to cry out to Him for revival. Apply the admonition of Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 13 to your prayers for revival. "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Prayer is a part of your spiritual armor. Seek the Lord's face when you pray for revival. When I pray for revival, I express faith that God answers prayer. God does answer prayer, you know. Otherwise, why would we pray for revival? The very fact that God does answer prayer encourages prayer for revival. Listen to some of His promises to hear and answer prayer. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 reads, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven." Now note the content of the prayer which God will answer. Anything that they shall ask. That means God will answer prayer for revival. Again, consider Mark 11:24. Wherefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now what may we ask of God? He replies, what things soever ye desire. Do you desire revival? Then ask for it. Yet further, examine the promise of Jesus recorded in Luke 11, verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? God gives the Holy Spirit in His convicting, converting, renewing, and refreshing power to those who ask. That is the promise of revival in answer to prayer. Finally, hear the promise of Jesus recorded in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, Jesus said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Do you want revival? Then pray for revival. You will experience the blessing promised by Jesus when He said, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. When I pray for revival, I offer myself as God's agent in revival. Prayer for revival must begin with prayer for personal revival. One of the great Christian hymns expresses the sentiment in these words, send a revival, O Christ my Lord. Let it go over the land and sea. Send it according to Thy dear word, and let it begin in me. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival, and let it begin in me. Now, God delights to hear a backslidden Christian ask for coldness to be melted, for selfishness to be slain, for unchristian attitudes to be crucified, for love to God and man to be renewed and strengthened. Yes, God delights to answer prayer when a believer cries out to Him for renewal in his own spirit. To pray for revival so as to become God's agent in revival means one is willing to pay the price of revival. And what is that price? Well, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it is humility, prayer, turning from sin, and seeking the face of God. That's a high price to pay, but the rewards are worth all they cost. Here's another aspect of the cost of revival as recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Yes, the price for revival is high, but the rewards of revival are higher. Revival, revival. Do you feel the heart cry for revival? Oh, that it would stir within us until it was like a hunger for food and thirst for drink. Blessed are those who feel such a craving for spiritual refreshing. God promises that they shall be filled. Revival is not only possible, it is imperative. So let us take the petition of three Christian hymns as we pray for revival. First, revive us again. Fill each heart with Thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. And secondly, send a great revival in my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control and send a great revival in my soul. And finally, our prayer shall be, Lord, send a revival and let it begin in me.